The Raged Nation Podcast, available on platforms such as Google Podcast, Apple, Spotify, Overcast, and exclusively to the Anchor Podcast app. Welcome to the Raged Nation Podcast. Uncut, unfiltered, raw. Your host of tomorrow, Mike Raged. Raged, a host of tomorrow.
Hey guys, welcome to the Raged Nation Podcast. My name is Mike. I'm the host for the show, and the show will continue right now. Anyway guys, I want to talk a little bit about rageful drivers across the country here. It seems like it's getting out of control. It really is. And the reason why I'm, kind of plugging this topic into the show today is it needs to be discussed. There's no common courtesy from one driver to the next. And I could say that because I drive. I have a vehicle. I drive, from place to place. And I could tell you, just by the drivers here, where I live, and I live, currently here in Florida, the Sunshine State, and I'm going to tell you, we're in the month of almost May, and, a couple more days, it's going to be May, and then a couple weeks after that, it's going to be the start of the summer. But the summers come quick here in Florida, and they, it gets very, very warm here very, very quickly. We rarely have a cool down here. If we do, very quick cold fronts. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know if it's the sun or the humidity or just whatever it may be. Hell, it might be the low economy here in the state. I have no idea. But these drivers, just by seeing it here in Florida, and I'm sure they're like this all over the place, they are rageful as hell. These drivers are out of control. They don't believe in turn signals. They don't believe in yielding or making a complete stop at a stop sign or a traffic light. These people, their intention level is on another level here. It's unbelievable. I mean, just the other day, I'm driving down, where the hell was I? I was driving down International Drive, which is a very, very busy strip here in Orlando, Florida. And I'm coming up to a traffic light, and this son of a bitch next to me, literally doesn't even stop. Just goes literally right through the damn stop sign. If I wasn't paying attention... Luckily, I do. I pay attention to everything I do. If I wasn't paying attention, I'd probably hit him. because if I didn't hit him, he was going to hit me. His attention level was at another pace. And like I said, these drivers, they don't believe in turn signals. They don't believe in traffic lights. They don't believe in speed limits here. They're on a whole another level of driving. A whole nother level. And I want to make the mark here that I think Florida is one of the only states in America that has the worst drivers. Okay? Because this state has a lot of international type of people. Okay? There are a lot of people from different countries, you know, whether they live here on a permanent basis or a temporary basis, or even just visiting for that matter, and they have a rental car or whatever, okay? These people, they don't know how to drive. They do not know how to drive. If it's not the international people, the tourism here, it's the old people, okay? And I have nothing against old people, but what I do have is if you're elderly, there should be a test, okay? There should be a test on when you get to a certain age in life, you need to have your eyes checked and your mentality checked. Because the mentality on those folks, people, they're on a whole nother level. Whole nother level. They bring so much dangerous sides to the road. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I could tell you, there's so many incidents, so many scenarios. When I'm driving down the road, folks, I'm avoiding these type of people. I have to. Because if I don't, and if I'm not constantly looking through my rearview mirror or my side mirrors, you know, these people, they don't care. It's like they're out to get hit. You know, they're out to, you know, cause an accident. I don't know if it's because, you know, they have the whole, you know, sue mentality in their mindset. Oh, if I get hit, you know, I'll just take them to court. This crap is terrible. I've never seen so much chaos in my entire life when it comes to rageful drivers. And that's what this show is going to be about, folks. It's going to be about rageful drivers here on this episode of the podcast. Because these people are out of control. Out of control. We have one of the worst people in local government here in the state of Florida. The laws here in this state are, you know, somewhat barbaric. It's like the laws don't exist here or something. You know, they're there in place, you know. Of course, yeah, they put up, you know, red light cameras and, you know, cameras all over the place. But it seems not enough. It seems like there's not enough cameras or there's not enough laws in place because these people, they don't care. You know, they don't care. Just the other day, I'm driving down the road and there's a school bus, right? Now, this is just not in Florida, folks. This is across the country. What do you do when you see a school bus? You stop, right? You stop because there's children on that school bus. Okay, whether they're elementary or middle school or high school level, you have to stop because those are kids. You know, it's a law in every state, every 50 state of America, or excuse me, 50 states of America. You have to stop for the kids. Okay. It clearly states in the back of the bus, you must give 50 to 100 feet. Okay, you see a bus in front of you, it has the yellow markers, the yellow flashers start on the back of the bus. That means you need to stop, just like a regular traffic signal, folks. When you see that yellow sign, it doesn't mean speed up. It means stop, yield, because there's, what's the next color, folks? Red. Red is going to come after yellow. I don't think the people understand that. I don't think they understand that, you know, yellow doesn't mean speed up. So you can make the light or, you know, you can pass the school bus. Okay? Those kids have a life. And frankly, I have kids of my own. And I'm not going to have my kids' lives be put in jeopardy because of some asshole driver that doesn't want to obey the laws of the road. That's my message on it. And I hope it's the message of other people, too, that are listening to this podcast and also that are concerned of the views of basically rageful drivers here in America. Folks, welcome to the show. My name is Mike. I'm going to take a quick little break and I'll be right back. Hey guys, I'm back to the show here. Had to take a quick little water break. On to other things. I was just reading a poll about this heated topic we have today on the show today of rageful drivers here in America. It clearly states that there's a poll here that 5 out of 10 drivers on the road right now, wherever you may be, are due for an accident or a near-caused accident. That being said, if you just driven past 10 drivers right now, 10 cars or trucks or buses, whatever that may be, you just driven right now past 10 of those type of people, 5 of them are either going to cause an accident or they're going to come close to causing an accident. Because it shows that 5 out of 10 drivers are very careless and very mindless drivers. Like, they have a lot on their mind. They're constantly thinking of other things that are going across their personal lives. Okay? And they're not thinking clearly. Folks, this needs to be stopped. Okay? This needs to be aware of. Okay? And I'm plugging this on the show again. Because it's a very heated topic, okay? This has been going on for years. We need to have lawmakers, we need to have law enforcement, we need to have mayors and governors of the state, including federal government, take a look at these type of people, okay? Because this is the type of people that are on your roadways here in America, okay? Every day, there's an accident involving minor and severe. You have people dying every day from an automobile, truck, bus, even accidents involving trains. Okay, you see a train going past the railroad tracks, folks, and the gates are coming down and those flashing red lights are flashing. Okay, and they give you enough time to come to a stop. You don't go through the damn gate to try to beat the train, because guess what, folks? Trains don't have brakes the same way they have on automobiles, okay? It takes a long time for a train to come to a complete stop. We're not talking a couple of hundred feet like a car, okay? And you're driving down the road and it doesn't take a long time for a car to stop, okay? A train is like a semi-truck. It's carrying a lot of weight, folks, a lot of weight behind it. It takes a long time for that train to come to a complete stop. A complete stop. You see that damn train, you come to a damn complete stop. That's just the way of it. Article comes out of New Jersey here. This article comes from a couple of years ago, I'm reading, from New Jersey, okay? Very aware of New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, born raised. As you can tell of my accent. Amtrak train involving 7 cars. Seven car pile up along a busy intersection of New Jersey and North Jersey near Newark International Airport. Okay? Cars coming from the opposite side, cars coming from the south and east side. Boom! Damn car hits the train. Okay? What does that family want to do? That family wants to then sue New Jersey Amtrak. Okay? That section. They want to sue the Amtrak company. Alright, first of all, the train isn't at fault. Okay? The train had it right away because the gates were down. Okay? The red flashers were shown. So that train didn't have the fault, okay? Those drivers had the fault. Unfortunately, it came to some people losing their lives, okay? Because they're careless drivers, and they don't obey the laws of the road. So, a very sad story. I was reading about that. Other stories, too. You know, you look at you know, back to Florida here. You look at, there's a couple train companies here in Florida. You look at the Brightline down in South Florida. Always accidents down there. I mean, you got some crazy-ass drivers down in Miami and Fort Lauderdale area. They're always hitting trains. You know, trains here in Orlando, Florida. I think there's an accident, maybe five major accidents every month, just in the downtown Orlando area. You know, these people don't obey the damn, the signals, the train signals. They don't obey them. They got, like, peat moss in their brain or something for brilliance. Or they don't have any brilliance at all. Very ignorant drivers. So. You know, it's like, how can you be so stupid? You know, stupid, stupid people. But, other than that, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're listening. It's, coming up to almost episode 20 here on the show. Can't believe it's been that long already. But you know what? Hey, we survived. We're almost pushing episode 20. And I'm going to do a very special episode when we do reach episode 20. For reaching that milestone here on the podcast. Because this podcast is unfiltered. It's uncut. It's raw. And I'm a host just like many hosts out there. That I don't have a script. Folks, I'm not even reading a script as we speak. I'm speaking my mind. And I believe that signifies the difference between a podcast and a radio show. Okay, a podcast, I think, in my personal aspect, is more, you know, more your own personal demeanor. Okay, your personal thoughts, your personal views on things and topics. And you know what? Hey, I'm not perfect, but guess what? I'll admit every day of the week I do make mistakes, and I'll slip on a little mistake here and there on this show here. Okay, because like I said, I'm not reading off a script. As I'm talking to you, the listener, I'm talking to you as I speak, as I think. And that's what makes this podcast brilliant, and it makes it different from all other podcasts out there, because I come up with different material every day, okay, on what I want to bring to the show. Sometimes I have a lot of views on politics, but this show is based off politics and government and all that and the news. That's what my show is about. But sometimes I go off the subject there and I talk about other things. You know, today I'm talking about rageful drivers. Okay, because let's face it, folks, you want, I don't know if you're like me, but when I go on the road, I like to go home the same way I got in the car, with all four limbs. I like to, you know, go home every day with two arms, two legs, 10 fingers, and 10 toes, okay? I want to have all the body parts of my body the same way when I got in the car as I got out of the car, okay? I don't want to have any bumps and bruises. I don't want to have damage to the car, and, that's just a complete nightmare. I mean, who the hell would want to live like that? I don't. You want to live like a vegetable for the whole entire of your life, you know, and have feeding tubes up your damn nose because you just got into a car accident? I sure as hell don't. But these people out today, they can care two shits about how they drive, you know? And you know, the most dangerous drivers, I think, are drivers that have cell phones in their hands. You know, they're texting their girlfriends or their wives or their husbands or their boyfriends or their, you know, family members or their mommy and their daddies and the kids and the nanny and, oh God, I go on the whole damn scenario here. Put the damn cell phone down, you know, and if you got to make a phone call, you know, pull over to the side of the road. Or if it can't wait, make sure your damn Bluetooth is on before you hit the road. I constantly see the people with the damn cell phones in their hands next to the ear where they're having a conversation, and they're driving too. How the hell can you pay attention to the road when you have a damn cell phone in your pocket, in your hand? That just baffles me. I don't understand that crap. I really don't. You know? Or what they do is they have the cell phone near their lap, and they're texting, and they keep on putting the head up and down, like a damn bobblehead, you know? That's what I call those drivers, bobblehead drivers. They put the head up and down. Jesus Christ. So, anyway, I put this little sound bite here. I'm going to plug it into the show. I think we're going to use this as a public message, an awareness of just stupid, irresponsible drivers here in America. I'm going to get this sound bite and I'm going to plug it in right now, folks, so that way you can understand. I'm sure you do understand, but, you know, just so you understand of, like, the most idiotic drivers here in America.
Guys, here we see is a ridiculous idiot of a man basically driving on a street bike, ignoring all public safety, all civilians walking around. Yep. This is all around us, folks. I mean, this guy in the motorcycle doesn't really care two shits about his personal safety. Next scene is another motorcycle, ignoring public safety, including himself, driving on the freeway, doing cartwheels and other tricks, literally ignoring his own personal safety. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. This is happening every day in America. Rageful drivers. Here's another idiot.
Guys, I just wanted to make that quick little video. You know, that was my own personal commentating through that video. And, you know, just clearly, you know, this soundbite, you know, I used was more or less geared for motorcyclists. Now, those people, you want to talk about rageful driving? Those people are crazy, crazy. You go to parts here in Florida, such as Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Tampa, Miami. They have one of the most rageful motorcycle drivers in the state.
The motorcyclists in the state from those four areas are just outraged with themselves that they have to basically, you know, make a point, whether it's some kind of stunt or trick or something like that. They have no safety for themselves and people around them. All it would take is some stupid common mistake when it's relating to those tricks and those little, you know, stunts that they're doing on the road. They hit a bump or a pothole, and that's it. They fall on the side of the bushes, or they hit another car coming down the road, and that's the end of that. That's the end of that. When is this rageful driving going to come to a halt? When is it going to come to an end? That's my message for the American people. Because when you're doing stupid stunts like that, you're putting people's lives at risk. You want to do stunts like that? Go to a facility or some type of speedway that allows that. Don't take it on public roads where there's children and families on roadways and people walking down the sidewalks with their families in very heavily congested areas. Leave it to professionals or go to a facility that allows that. Don't put it on the roadways. That's my message, folks, for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Rage Nation podcast.